You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start off with today's share market. Benchmark indices climbed over 1% in intraday deals before cooling off mildly as HDFC Twin, Sun Pharma, NTPC and Tech Mahindra weighed. The S&P BSE Sensex ended at 58,961, up 550 points or 0.94%, while the Nifty 50 closed at 17,487, up by 175 points or 1%. The indices hit intraday highs of 59,144 and 17,528 respectively. Moving on, software company Adobe has announced new partnerships with MasterCard, e-commerce company Etsy, and Facebook's parent Meta to support creativity and productivity for small and medium business customers. The partnerships will provide SMBs with special access to Adobe Creative Cloud and Adobe Document Cloud. The company announced at its annual conference for creative work, Adobe Max, on Monday in Los Angeles. Adobe said its tie-up with Meta will offer a training program, Express Your Brand, which provides free education and tools to SMBs to grow their presence and visibility online. This included granting annual Adobe Express premium subscriptions to 10,000 Black, Latinx, and Hispanic-owned businesses. Through the MasterCard partnership, MasterCard Business Card and World Elite MasterCard for Business Card holders will get access to over 20 Adobe Creative Cloud applications like Acrobat Pro, Photoshop, Illustrator, and Adobe Express. In other news, Union Civil Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia on Tuesday said there is a huge demand for air travel after the pandemic and urged 8 states and union territories to reduce the tax on jet fuel. Air traffic growth will be driven by smaller cities, he said, and emphasized the need for developing airport infrastructure in such places. The minister requested Goa, Assam, Delhi, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Rajasthan, Bihar and Tamil Nadu to reduce the VAT on aviation turbine fuel. The domestic air traffic is inching closer to pre-COVID level and in recent times the daily passenger numbers crossed the 4 lakh mark twice. Scindia said that value-added tax on jet fuel is still high in 8 states and union territories in the range of 20-30% and urged them to reduce the rate. Jet fuel cost accounts for a significant part of an airline's operational costs. Meanwhile, state-owned Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation has reported nearly four-fold rise in its consolidated profit at Rs. 151.2 crore for the quarter ended September 30, 2022. The company had posted a consolidated profit of Rs. 40.4 crore in the year-ago period, GMDC said in a filing to BSE. The consolidated income of the public sector enterprise increased to Rs. 591.4 crore in the July-September period from Rs. 494.7 crore in the year-ago quarter, the filing said. GMDC is country's second-largest lignite producer. In other developments, according to Colliers India, leasing of industrial and warehousing space rose 9% during January-September to 17.5 million square feet across five cities on better demand. The gross leasing stood at 16 million square feet across five major cities in the year-ago period. As per the data, the leasing of industrial and warehousing space in Bengaluru rose 2% to 2.3 million square feet in January-September from 2.2 million square feet in the year-ago period. Chennai saw a 31% decline in leasing to 2.2 million square feet from 3.1 million square feet. The leasing of industrial and warehousing in Delhi NCR rose 42% to 6.8 million square feet in January-September from 4.8 million square feet a year ago. In Mumbai, the leasing went up by 39% to 2.6 million square feet from 1.9 million square feet. Leasing of industrial and warehousing space in Pune fell 11% to 3.6 million square feet during January-September from 4 million square feet in the corresponding period of the previous year. Lastly, as festivals are often associated with new beginnings and prosperity, housing sales usually increase during these periods. For example, DLF, which recently launched its newest luxury residential project, The Grove, at DLF 5 Gurugram, claims to have sold all 292 luxury residences in just 8 days, indicating the robust demand. The festive season of Navratras, Dussehra, Dhanteras and Diwali is the time of year when home buyers opt for high-ticket purchases, which provides a significant boost to the real estate sector and is marked by the launch of new projects as well as a variety of benefits to attract home buyers. According to industry insiders, real incomes have grown faster than housing prices, resulting in homes being perceived as a good investment option. The sector has performed well in recent months and this trend is expected to continue. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.